That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Happy spooky season to you, Christy.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. Like, it's not even close to being fall in LA, but I'm still here for the season. Like, I'm already, it's supposed to be just even hotter than it has been already for the next like 2 months. And still I'm like, it's September. I can bring out all my winter clothes and my flannels again. Like, fuck these Hawaiian shirts I just bought. I'm about to put them away. And it's, that's not true. It's going to be even worse for the next couple of months, but it's fine.
Yikes. I hope you get to see at least one like orange leaf fall from a tree at some point this year.
Maybe. We'll see.
There's already a cool breeze happening in Seattle. It's sunny today, but there was a cool breeze when I walked outside.
Oh.
I was like, fuck yeah, it's spooky season.
I'm going to miss that so much. Like Seattle, like this Seattle, like it's going to be rainy and cold and nice, but not too cold. And there's going to be leaves everywhere. And when you walk on the sidewalk, you can kick all the leaves and hear the crunchy noises. Everything smells good. All the fishies have gone upstream already. What else? What else is great about fall?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. It's got this in Seattle. I associate this like light grayish green blue color. Does that make sense? Like that's just what the sky is.
Interesting.
Always.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel that. It's pretty much always, yeah, gray. And then if it's nice, it goes a little blue, and if it's not nice, I don't know about the green.
It's just got a hint.
There's a hint green everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's
maybe
true.
That's the Emerald City after all.
I was just thinking, you can't really say that fall is crisp in Seattle. It's damp instead, but it's still nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Big fan.
I mean, I'm not going to probably wear my big yellow raincoat for a long time here.
Very true. Very true.
But I would have that out immediately already.
Little curious Christy.
That's me. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, this is our podcast.
Yeah, I'm Christy.
I'm Ashley.
And this is That's Weird.
It is. It's a podcast about weird shit.
That's right.
And this episode comes out on a weird Wednesday, so happy Weird Wednesday. And September 1st was the official start of spooky season, so happy spooky season.
I'm so happy. I really am. I had my birthday, and then now it's suddenly it's fall in my mind anyway.
That's true.
What a wonderful time.
What a great, great time to be alive.
I got a message from someone on Instagram who said he gave us a 5-star Apple podcast review, so you better look out for it.
Do you remember his name?
Sean.
Oh! I assume that's Shawnee Delight, and that's the
yeah!
That's exactly the review I wanted to read.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Sean's love this podcast. Shout out to our other Sean down under, who is very nice to us.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, this review is from Shawnee Delight. It says, frighteningly funny. Hilarious. I love all things spooky, but I could really listen to these two talk about anything. For example, in one episode, they discuss one of them getting blackout drunk in the lazy river of an Idaho water park.
That would be Ashley.
and the staff had to offer to call an ambulance as if it were an Uber. This is probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what? I had to live through it and it wasn't funny at the time.
Yeah, but it does sound kind of funny now.
I also, other people have mentioned that story and I don't, for starters, I don't remember telling it. And so I have no idea what episode it's on or why I brought it up. Good God.
Oh my God. I do love a good lazy river though.
Who doesn't? You just got to be careful in those lazy rivers. The sun and that you could float up to a, I won't get into it again. Anyway, it was wonderful. It had me lolling in real life quite powerfully on the freeway. He said, did I scare the other drivers around me? Probably. But if so, it's only because they need to get on my level and listen to this podcast. We couldn't agree more.
Amazing. I'm so glad that that was the one you found.
Yeah. Sean, what? Wow. I mean, what a review. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
And if anyone knows what episode I said that on, please let me know, because I do not remember. But I feel like I should send it to my sister, who was my enabler in that situation, just FYI.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, now that it's spooky season, I feel like we should just jump into our spooky, weird stories.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, this is episode 90.
Wow.
Fuck. We're getting so close to 100.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to tell you about one of the craziest things I've read recently. It's possibly the first and only murder to happen at the South Pole.
Ooh.
And to be clear, there's a rumor about like another murder happening there, but it's never been confirmed. And a lot of people have indeed died at the South Pole, like over 1,000 or something since 1819. Well, yeah,
you're not supposed to be there.
You're not supposed. It's not for humans, for starters.
The South Pole is for penguins and ice.
End
of
list.
Anti-Santa.
Anti-Santa. That's where Krampus lives.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot. Yeah, so like a lot of people have died trying to get there. And there was an attempted murder not long ago, like a guy stabbed another guy there.
Wow.
There's a lot of drama. It's like, unbelievably cold. I think the sun is out for way too long. People start to go a little stir crazy out there, I think. If you've ever seen the episode Ice of The X-Files, or if you've ever seen The Thing, just picture that.
Mm.
And that's what's happening out there, basically.
Yeah.
So anyway, this case that I'm covering is the only actual murder, and it's a murder mystery.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. I feel like I've been covering murders a lot lately. I'm sorry. I hope you like it. I'm a big true crime person.
I like it. I'm all about it.
Okay, good. I worry. I'm like, it's not a cryptid and it's not like, whatever.
I'm here for a good murder mystery, please.
Right. As long as it's a mystery, it fucking counts for That's Weird. So when you die at the South Pole, by the way, which is in Antarctica, more often...
When you die at the South Pole, the clothes you're wearing are your ghost clothes forever. Is that what you're about to say?
That is, yes. Please remember that. So more often than not, your body will just be buried there because there aren't a lot of trips in and out. The planes can't land because of weather, or just because they don't fucking go there that often. It's not like a normal airport. So usually your body's left there kind of like on Everest, or the body will just have to wait until a plane can get in to retrieve it. And that was the case for Rodney Marks. His body had to be taken away in 2000 after he mysteriously died at the age of 32.
Whoa.
He was a very smart dude.
2000, though? That's
2000.
So... Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. I also was like, it's just weird to say 2000. I don't know why.
Because it was almost 20 years ago.
Well, that's
but
hurtful,
it sounds very recent.
Yes. We're still in the 2000s. But also, I don't know, 2000, like, instead of saying like 2001 or 2019, it just sounds strange to me. I don't know.
I agree.
So yeah. Rodney was a super smart dude. He was an astrophysicist from Australia, and he worked on a sub-millimeter telescope project in Antarctica. And I guess that Antarctica is one of the best places on Earth to study space. So maybe make that your weird fact for the episode.
Wow. It's a good weird fact.
It is. And the only reason that people are there is to study stuff. Like, it's only the smartest scientists that are hanging out on the South Pole. So yeah, just a bunch of brainiacs down there.
That makes sense.
Right. And so here's what happened just 6 months into Rodney's journey to the South Pole. He was on the main base at the Amundsen Scott, I don't know if I said that right, Amundsen Scott South Pole Station, when he started to feel really sick. He was having trouble breathing. His vision was blurring. He was tired. He kind of just assumed he had the flu or something. So he went to bed hoping that it would be better in the morning. And then he woke up super early the next morning, feeling even worse. In fact, now he was puking blood, which... never a good sign. Yeah. That's always a very, very bad sign.
You're not supposed to do
sign.
That, I don't think. That's no. not...
Your blood is supposed to stay inside your body, Christy.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually. So he went to see the station doctor, of course, because you're fucking puking blood. And he actually went to see him over the course of the day 3 times. So he went back to the doctor over and over again, and each time his symptoms got worse. His eyes were sensitive to light, like he had to wear sunglasses. He couldn't handle how bright it was. His joints were on fire, his stomach hurt, and he started to freak the fuck out, understandably.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So scary.
Like, so- what was... You don't know what was wrong with him. It's a murder mystery.
There you go, Christy. There you go. Correct. Also, the doctor had no idea what the fuck was wrong with him. It's a murder mystery. Right. Though at the time, it was just a mystery. And eventually, the doctor decided to give Rodney an antipsychotic injection because he was freaking out so much, and to try to like calm him down while he could figure out how to treat him, I guess. And... that worked for a few minutes, but then Rodney went into cardiac arrest, and less than an hour later, he was dead. Like, this healthy young guy got sick and died in 24 hours.
Oh my God.
And the doctor had no idea why or what was wrong with him. After he died, the doctor actually wrote the cause of death for Rodney as natural causes. Because he just, like,
he was just like, I don't know, but like, he just died.
I don't know. It's weird. I was reading this awesome Mental Floss article about this to get a lot of my information. And there was some stuff about the doctor. Like, there was a machine he could have used to test, like, Rodney's blood or something. There was some other stuff he could have done. But he, I don't know, he's just, like, a South Pole doctor. He doesn't have the resources, I guess. I don't know. But they definitely, like, looked into the doctor after after Rodney's death, because they were like... did you actually try anything besides just shooting him up with an antipsychotic?
Like, I'm imagining him just like, just taking like an oversized hammer and hammering at his knee and being like, well, you're fine. Your reflexes are all right. I guess you're just dying.
R.I.P. I guess.
R.I.P. I guess you'll die. Like,
oh my God. Which is, sorry to laugh and like whatever, but it's just so nuts. And
right.
I can't. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sorry for laughing.
You're such a rebel, Christy. They wrote the cause of death as natural at the time. And unfortunately, because of the location, an autopsy could not be done until 6 months later, when Rodney's body was finally able to be picked up by a plane and taken to New Zealand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because I guess that doctor also couldn't do autopsies.
Well, I wouldn't trust that guy to do an autopsy, to be honest with you. Like, maybe they were like, you know what? Why don't you sit this one out? Because although we are a group of the world's smartest people exclusively right. here to study things, apparently you can't even, like, did he even take like a like a throat swab and check him for strep? Like, what?
Well, right. And maybe we just don't have that information. But in the stuff that I read, like, it just didn't seem like the doctor was doing much. But clearly this was like out of his element. I guess I would assume most doctors wouldn't know what to do.
I don't know. I would hope. But don't you like hope that most doctors would know what to do?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point of a doctor.
Gosh.
That's why they go to medical school for like 24 years.
But I think the sad realization is most doctors are not like fucking House. I don't know if you ever watched that show, but like, I'm not saying they don't give a shit, but they have like a million other people to look at. Not in this case. Clearly there's like 1,000 people at the South Pole.
Five other people to look yeah. at. And one of them just had like stomach cramps. Like,
yeah. But I don't know. I feel like they don't all have the sense of urgency of like, I have to find out what is wrong with this person. It's a mystery. I must do all the tests. And then, of course, like the American healthcare system. Anyway, I could go on a tangent, but back to the South Pole. Okay, what happened? Oh, yeah. So they took Rodney's body to New Zealand. 6 months later, they had to keep him in a freezer for 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Not great.
Also, I think this is ironic that he was in the South Pole and they had to put him in a freezer.
Maybe they didn't have to, but they're like, maybe we should contain the weird.
It's probably not smart to just put him like right outside the door with the beer that you're trying to chill.
Correct. Not but... only would that, that'd probably be fairly unethical and rude. But yeah, if he died of like a mysterious illness, you wouldn't want anyone else being exposed to that. Once in New Zealand, an autopsy could finally be done, and there it was discovered that Rodney had somehow ingested about 5 ounces, which is like a glass of wine, of methanol. And that stuff is extremely toxic. It's technically alcohol, but it's definitely not for drinking. It's used to clean things like scientific equipment, and it makes a really great poison, apparently, since it's colorless and kind of sweet.
Ooh.
Here's another weird fact for you. Antarctica is not owned by any one country. Like 52 different nations govern Antarctica, and it's cut up like basically into pie slices, and each slice belongs to a different country. The Antarctic Treaty that decided this was signed in 1959. Anyway, this makes crimes really hard to solve in Antarctica.
Yeah.
A lot of jurisdictions. It's like calling in the FBI. What the fuck? So Rodney was from Australia, but he worked for the United States, which is why he was in the South Pole. Mm-hmm. And most of the people in the South Pole, I guess, were working for the United States at the time. But where he died, the location itself belongs to New Zealand. So it was up to the Kiwis to solve what was now considered this crazy murder on the South Pole.
What?
Yeah.
Which they have no stake in at all.
Right. I guess I don't know. Are New Zealand... New Zealanders and Australians, are they friends? They're like so close together, right? I don't know.
I don't think so. All I know about New Zealand is what I've learned from Flight of the Conchords, and it's like a running joke that they hate Australians.
Incredible. I love that kind of drama.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So maybe they were like, eh. They really did try, though. I guess they had a lot of problems with the United States cooperating or something. I don't know. Yeah, the Kiwis had to solve this murder. And that also means that for the 6 months between when Rodney died and when his body was picked up, the rest of the scientists on Antarctica were living not only with a dead body in a freezer, like we've discussed, but also a murderer.
Oh my God, that's right.
Dun, dun, dun. This should be a movie, right? It's insane.
I cannot wait for the movie. I really want to see it. Like,
I can see Jake Gyllenhaal playing Rodney 100%.
Absolutely.
Or maybe even, I don't know.
I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal is the doctor at this point in his career. Like, he's just chill. He's fucking off and like getting high and just like hoping he doesn't have to do any doctoring, and then they're like, this guy's dying from mysterious circumstances, and he's like, fuck, I gotta figure this out.
He's like,
nah, I'm not going to.
I'm just
gonna look cute.
I want the doctor to be played by Hugh Laurie, who played House.
Actually, not every doctor is House.
Well, I wish they were, okay? I love House.
Well, that's sexist.
I'm sorry.
Because then there would be no woman doctors.
Ugh, that's true. And I definitely don't ever want to go to a guy gyno. So I take it back. Okay. So, yes, creepy things are happening at the South Pole. So, the theories are that Rodney killed himself by drinking the methanol willingly. But if that was true, Why wouldn't he tell that to the doctor? Like, why would he be freaking out about being sick? He was legitimately panicking.
Yeah.
And as far as like any of his like friends or colleagues knew, he was a pretty happy guy who loved his job. I read on Wikipedia, it said he was engaged. I didn't find that information anywhere else. I don't know if it's true. Nor do I know if she was there or if she was back in Australia. I don't have all the information.
Also, though, to be fair, like if I was going to pick like out of a lineup, the person who's going to commit suicide, it would be the person who seems like a pretty happy guy who loves his job.
That's true. You can never.
Like, who loves their job? He's just not being honest. There's something deep and dark bottled up in there.
I feel like you've got to be that. You've got to be a little like to love your job so much that you're willing to go live on the fucking South Pole. In Antarctica, you got to really fucking love your job.
That's probably true. But although counterpoint, maybe you have to be just a little suicidal to be willing to live in Antarctica.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you probably do have like there is some risk.
Yeah. People died trying to get there. Maybe not in 2000, though.
Well, there's still like horrible accidents and stuff. I don't know. I feel like there's probably some bit of like. Okay, if you're going to go live there, there is some danger to living there and working there. Maybe you had to sign something. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Maybe probably a lot of people are just like, they love their job and they're brave.
Yes, probably.
That's a possibility.
But it's also like the best place to study space. So if that's what you wanted to do, then that's where you needed to go. But all that shit's also a total cliche and it doesn't fucking mean anything. You can be depressed or suicidal or whatever and still act like you like your job and act like you're happy. So
it's true.
I hate those cliches when someone dies and they're like, she lit up a room. She loved life. It's like, fuck you. I hate that. I hate it so much.
That was exactly what I was going to say about you if you ever died.
God damn it, Christy. Don't you dare. Say she.
I kind of want to because I know that you'd hate it. I almost want to be like, she hated everything spooky. She just wanted the world to be beautiful.
You bitch.
And she lit up a room. She was just the friendliest, most open person.
Nothing but smiles. God, she loved life.
She just loved life and everything that was true and not mysterious, you know?
I could see if you tried to say that, like other people that, like my mom, for instance, would be like, it'd be like Michael from Arrested Development talking about Anne. They'd be like, her?
Her?
Are you sure? Her?
Who? Her? Oh, sorry. Wrong Ashley with a podcast's funeral. There are thousands of you.
Oh my gosh, there are so many. To be fair, there are a lot of Ashleys and a lot of podcasts. So I think that Venn diagram just happens to overlap quite a bit.
That's true. That's fair.
Hey, where were we?
All right. Theory number two.
Okay, great. Another theory, it's pretty similar. Maybe he accidentally drank the methanol by trying to distill his own liquor. I guess he had like a kind of a serious alcohol problem. He liked to drink.
Yeah, I was going to say like the methanol is what happens in like during Prohibition times when it's like, don't drink that moonshine and it'll make you go blind, because people who were just trying to make alcohol would improperly distill it or do it otherwise, and then they would get methanol in it as well.
Oh, fuck. I've definitely heard about that. That was the ingredient that was like fucking people up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or they would use things that shouldn't be made into alcohol. Like typically alcohol that people drink is made out of like grain or fruits or other things that are sugars. But I believe that methanol is like wood alcohol. So it's like you break other things down into an alcohol that shouldn't be consumed.
Yikes.
Yep.
Yep. Well, it's certainly a possibility. However, like, why would he need to make his own hooch when, like, the base had a bar and plenty of booze? Like, why would he, like...
He's like, I'm a scientist, I can do this, but he's the wrong kind of scientist.
He studies space.
He studies space. Like, just, not all scientists can just do any science. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, that's great. Doing a science. I'm picturing that cat with the chalkboard in the background. That meme.
I was thinking more of the dog with the chemistry.
Oh, perfect. Those are both great.
Both of them.
Excellent memes. So yeah, that's a theory, is either he drank it purposely or on accident. Mm. Really, the only like theory that makes sense to me is that someone slipped a few drops of methanol into one of his drinks when he was drinking. The only question is why? Like, who wanted him dead that badly? I don't know. It's kind of wild. And so that's what investigators have been trying to figure out now for 19 years.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's so, well, yeah. And like, we know nothing of the interpersonal relationships in that situation, or even like, how long does methanol take to kill you?
Apparently it was pretty quick.
He drank something and then suddenly he was like, oh man, I don't feel good. Actually, like, I really don't feel good, and started freaking out and then like died that same day.
Well, so that wasn't in any of the stuff that I read. It all, like, his story of the day all starts with like, he was walking around the base and suddenly he felt sick. So it wasn't so weird. But it also said he went to sleep. So I don't know if he was like walking back from like the bar or like hanging out with friends or something, and then he went to bed, and then he woke up the next day and he was like, oh fuck, I'm puking blood. Shit's getting pretty serious. Mm-hmm. But it was all within like 24 to 48 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah. As far as anyone knows, he didn't have any enemies. There doesn't really seem to be a motive for why someone would want to kill him. And like I was mentioning earlier, New Zealand did try to investigate this, but the United States wasn't super helpful. And most of the scientists were from the US, and only like half of them agreed to even be interviewed, which I wasn't aware that in a murder investigation, you can decide whether or not you are interviewed. Like,
well, yeah, I guess if you're not, well, maybe you can in New Zealand.
Well, I wonder if they even went there, because it's kind of hard to get to the South Pole. So I'm wondering if they physically investigated or just like called some people, asked around. I don't know.
Gosh, that's weird.
And I guess
actually that does make sense. Like, if you're in another country and the other country like calls and is like, hey, will you be interviewed and investigated for this murder? Like, you can probably just be like, nah, dude, that's not my problem. You're not my country.
Clearly,
50% of the.
I know.
Wow, that's wild.
But you'd also think that if your colleague, someone you probably knew, there's not a lot of people living there in the South Pole, died mysteriously, possibly murdered, you might want to help out with some information, answering some questions. Also, I guess like the United States was conducting their own secret investigation for some reason, which I also find suspicious.
That sounds very on brand for the US.
Right, America, be chill. Why are you so fucking extra? Just help. New Zealand's got this. Why can't you just help them out? I don't understand. Anyway, that's like the most American thing I've ever heard is like, well, he worked for us, so we're going to investigate it. Like, just because it's your it happened on your land doesn't mean whatever. Just fucking whatever. So no one knows what happened to Rodney. It didn't seem like he had any enemies. They're not sure of motive, but it does seem to look like foul play. And it was an isolated incident, so it's not like there's like a secret serial killer on the base or something at the time.
Just an isolated secret killer.
Correct. And so no one has confessed. No one has come forward. There's no new information. The murder is still unsolved to this day. And it's supposedly the only murder that ever happened at the South Pole.
I guess not a lot of people go to the South Pole, so.
Correct. Well, I mean, there could be one like old-timey murder. I don't know.
Ooh, I love a good old-timey murder.
But the stuff, everything I read was calling it like the first murder in Antarctica or whatever. And the other deaths that had happened there went back to like 1819, and they were all accidents from like shipwrecks or airplanes, or you fell down a crevice or something like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
From people trying to go into nature where they don't belong.
Especially frozen nature.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I loved that, actually. That's amazing. I love a good murder mystery.
That's weird, Christy. Would you say it's weird?
That's weird. I'll say it. Fine. Is that it?
That's it, man. Yeah, it's kind of short, kind of quick, because there's not a lot of details. It's just like this mysterious death, and
it remains a mystery.
It does. Poor Rodney. They have like a plaque dedicated to him, and then he was buried in Australia. And anyway,
okay. Well, guess what? My topic also has to do with humans going into frozen nature where they don't belong and dying.
Uh oh.
But this one is, I think, a lot more horrific. But it's shorter than the MK Ultra one. It still has to do with a government doing terrible things to its citizens. And it's called Cannibal Island.
Ew. Cannibal Island?
Cannibal Island. Or if you want to Google it, it more commonly comes up as the Nazino Affair.
Oh, I have never heard of this, but cannibals really creep me out and scare me, so I'm nervous.
Oh, well, hell yeah. This is true, by the way. This all really happened.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this is Soviet Union, 1933. And I thought it was interesting because it's like, I feel like we kind of know a little bit about, like, that era is Stalin was the guy. We know a little bit about gulags because we've all seen the latest Muppet movie. But
have we? Have we all seen it?
Have we? I don't know. I feel like, okay, so I feel like we don't learn a lot about, like, the terrible shit that was going on in the USSR at this time because Russia helped us win World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, basically we know that Stalin was a dick, but, like, that's it, you know? Like, what I know personally about Stalin is that he was hot when he was young.
Oh, God.
He was a paranoid dictator that had his colleagues murdered. And he was the meanest pig in Animal Farm. That's what I have to work with.
That's a pretty good amount of knowledge.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's I don't know if that's all you need to know, but that's pretty good.
Way more than I knew.
And I know, like, so picture, like, what when people talk about, like, Russian work camps and, like, gulags, stuff like that, you picture, like, frozen Siberia, middle of nowhere work camp somewhere in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So this is, like, a wild step further where people were taken to an abandoned island called Nazino Island in Siberia. And so apparently the idea behind this was to have people settling less populated areas. Like, they pictured in their minds, apparently, that they were just going to put people there, and then within 2 years, it was going to become like a productive agricultural settlement.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And, like, I don't, like, I guess. I mean, when you hear about this, like, I truly don't know if someone behind it was just like, fuck yeah, this is going to be terrible, or if it was like, this will be like Australia, because they just put prisoners on an island.
Why did they all have to go to the island?
Because they wanted them to resettle that area so that it would be like a productive agricultural center. And apparently they did do this successfully, or successfully-ish, earlier, with, like, people who were richer, just like kind of middle classy poor people. They just were like, you know what, why don't you go, like, here where there's more land and less people, and, like, start a farm or something. And it worked okay.
Okay, good to know.
But in this case, they took 6,200 people who were political prisoners, petty criminals, and also just random people. Like, they had this system at the time. This is 1933, so this is, like, peak communist Russia before the Cold War, so, like, socialism. So they took these people, and they had this system where they were trying to sort of spread people out over the land and like make a little bit more use of all the land that Russia has. So they introduced this system of like people had passports so that you can only like live in certain places that correlates to your passport. So like there are stories of like this guy who went to Moscow to visit his aunt and he didn't have his passport on him at the time when he was like knocking on her door and he got scooped up by the police and sent to this place.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like people like this, like city people, like normal people. Nobody was a farmer or anybody who knew anything about being in nature. Basically what they did was they send these people down a river to this island, totally uninhabited, like fucking frozen wasteland of an island. And they don't know how to do anything in the wild. And what they were given as a supply is just some flour.
What the fuck?
That's it. Like, not even things to cook with. They had no clue how to, like, I'm sure they figured out how to make fires, but like, what are you gonna, they would mix the flour with just river water, and that obviously gave a lot of people dysentery.
Ooh.
It was a fucking nightmare. Okay. So,
I have so many questions and concerns.
Yeah, you should be concerned. So, okay. Listen, like in May of 1933, on May 18th, let's say, is the day one when people actually have finished traveling from wherever they were holding them to the island. Okay, by the time they got there, 27 people had already died on the way there. A third of the people were too weak to stand by the time they got there, and 300 people didn't survive the first night. They froze to death or something, or probably just died.
Holy shit. An island's no good if it's cold.
Yeah.
If people are fucking freezing, hell no.
It wasn't a tropical, lovely island. It was May, and it was freezing.
Wait, isn't May 18th the day that you thought that summer started?
Probably.
Sorry, side note, continue.
Side note, May 18th, the day that... No, you know what? I think it was May 21st that I thought for some reason.
I have no idea. It was sometime in May.
Sometime in May, in late May. Okay, anyway, it's fucking summertime and it's too cold for people to survive the night, Ashley.
Yikes.
And here's the fucking, like, the most fucked up part about it, okay? So... these people are here. They're given some flour. Not a lot. No tools to cook with. They don't know how to like farm. I don't know what they're going to farm with or what they're going to farm. They weren't given seeds. So they started to try to give them flour and like fights broke out, riots broke out. It didn't work. So they tried the next day and it was like, nope, that's not going to happen. These people are not going to organize. So they had like, they gave like one person enough flour to distribute for like 150 people. So each group of 150 people had one representative. And of course the people that got the flour were like extortionists and being, you know,
right,
criminals with it.
Yeah, they were like, this is my flower and now you have to give me something if you want some of it or whatever. Prison
exactly.
Rules. Prison rules.
Yeah. Prison rules. So this like society broke down. People are starving, they're sick, they're hungry, there's no sanitation, they're freezing, they have no tools, no shelter, they just have some flour for food which they'll mix with an icy river water that will give them dysentery. And on the other side of the river are just guards making sure that anyone who tries to escape, if they don't die in the escape, of which many people did, they would get hunted down like animals and killed. And if they escaped that as well, they escaped into a frozen wasteland and probably also died.
Oh, good. So a lot of options.
Yeah, so many options. That's just even I think that's the worst part of it, is just like on the other side of this hell on earth, there are people just making sure you stay there.
Right. Like these prisoners were basically sent to this island as like a weird experiment and left to die because they really had no other option.
Yeah, basically.
Fuck. That's awful. Okay.
So if May 18th is day one, by May 21st, at least 70 more people had died, some of them by cannibalism.
What? People are already eating folks?
People were a few days in. Keep in mind, they had had to travel to this island, and like a third of the people were just too weak to stand. So of course, they're like already in the shit before they even got there. So of course, they start murdering people like 2 days in. So yeah, obviously people started calling it Cannibal Island or the Island of Death, and like... they're not wrong. By August, Ashley, first of all, the Wikipedia said they pulled the plug on this a month in, but another article I read said it was like they waited until August, or like they, it's a little confusing because some things said they pulled the plug on this experiment, and some things it seemed like they took a few of the survivors from this first horrific experiment and transferred them to a similar one. But by August, and that this is consistent, at least a third of the people just died. By August, over 4,000 people were either dead or missing.
Missing?
Out of 6,000. Yeah, missing is like they died trying to get across the river and they didn't find the bodies, or they died and the guards didn't kill them, so they escaped, but they definitely died in that wasteland.
Yikes.
Because being off the island is no better. It's the same situation. It's just that you're not surrounded by a river that's hard and dangerous to cross.
Right, right.
So, because this is like an island that's in the middle of Siberia, which is in the middle of Russia. It's not like an ocean island. It's like there's just bodies of water surrounding it that made it an island, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. So, okay. A third of the people... wait, two-thirds of the people died. And of the people who survived, only 300 were deemed fit for work.
Work?
Work, still.
Yikes.
Yeah.
What work did they have to do?
Well, it was like the idea behind it was that it was just a new settlement that was like a work camp. Like, they were going to create an agricultural work camp settlement in Siberia on some land that nobody was using, except that they didn't give anyone any supplies or instruction or structure, and they put them on an island that was frozen.
That's just so stupid. I just don't understand the goal of what this was. I mean, I understand that that's what they say they were trying to accomplish, but then why wouldn't they give them supplies and food?
There, at the time, there was a famine in Russia. So, because socialism, especially under like a dictatorship in the middle of a war, doesn't work, it turns out.
Oh, weird. Okay.
So there was a famine happening. Basically, they didn't have resources to give them. And so they were just like, well, you know, humans created society and like survived before, right? We can just send them into the wild and hope that they create something useful or something. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. Ooh, I mean.
Also, okay. So this happened in 1933. Mm-hmm. In the early 40s, then World War II happened and Russia helped us win. Hooray. Then we did some Cold War stuff. They're not our friends anymore.
We did some Cold War stuff.
And then in 1988, Russia was like, actually, guys, we want to be cool. We want to be cool again. Like, let's be very transparent about the stuff that we're doing. So a bunch of like crazy stuff came out, including the details of this. It didn't come out to people's knowledge until 1988. And then in like 1989, people started recording some stories that people had about this time, and they are fucking wild. I read an article that had some of the details from these interviews.
Okay.
And that's how I know that people were just like pulled off the street for not having their passport or not being, they're visiting someone in Moscow, but they're not really supposed to be there, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Which can you imagine if like that was seriously why you were sent to that fucking island?
Oh my God. I'd be so pissed.
The worst.
Yeah. No, it sucks. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm pretty sure that's happening in the United States right now.
Oh my God, that voice. Yeah, you're not wrong.
So anyway, I'm real worried, you guys.
Everything is terrible.
Everything is terrible. But I'm going to leave you with this really, really great just snippet of an interview. I kind of don't know. Like, it doesn't really make sense to me, but this is something that somebody, a lady, told this story about what happened in the 1930s in 1989. And if it's true, like, fuck, dude. But I don't know if people work like this, but maybe. But here's a quote from a lady who, she said one of the survivors that could work, could stand, and was being transferred to some other work camp, stayed at her house overnight during her trip from there to the new work camp.
Oh, okay.
And she talked to her. This lady, her name is Feofila Bylina. So she lived in that area. She says, once a woman from the Island of Death was brought to our house, she was being taken to another camp. The woman was taken into the back room to spend the night, and I saw that her calves had been cut off.
No.
I asked, and she said, they did that to me on the Island of Death. Cut them off and cooked them. All the meat on her calves was cut away. Her legs were freezing because of this, and she wrapped them up with rags. She was able to move on her own. She looked like an old woman, but really she was just a little over 40. Ooh. Can you fucking imagine? But also, like, how can you move without calves?
Yeah. Why? How did she...
Like, I guess, I mean, you do have, like, other muscles in there, so I guess maybe you can hobble around, or maybe it wasn't like all of them but just like most of them, but like how can you just have like parts of your legs stripped away, and in those circumstances where you have nothing to eat and no sanitation, and just survive and not just die of a horrible infection? And why didn't they just kill her and eat the rest of her as well?
Well, right, like if not infection then blood loss. I mean, that's fucking crazy. Weren't there dead bodies they could be eating? Why do they need to be chopping off parts of people still alive? These are my questions.
I have a lot of questions that I don't necessarily, I don't know if that's just someone being like dramatic, but it was horrific. And someone really said that about that time. So
that's some nightmare fuel.
I don't know.
And the only thing worse than getting your calves cut off on Cannibal Island is surviving that and then no one believing you that that's what happened.
Oh my God. Right? Yeah. I mean, like, on the one hand, like, humans can survive a lot.
It's very true.
But on the other hand, like,
well, fuck. Do you remember the story about Mary Vincent, who was like, I forgot what the serial killer's name was.
Oh shit. Yeah. She had like, she like fought him off and like crawled home, and she didn't have any hands anymore.
Yeah, that dude chopped off her fucking arms like right after the elbow and threw her down a mountain, and she fucking clotted that shit up with some mud, climbed up the mountain on her fucking elbows, and still managed to survive. Like, it's kind of crazy what people, I don't know. But no one...
No, yeah. People will... Like, you can't break a horse's leg. It'll die. But humans can do that. Like...
Don't you bring your team human. Yeah, no. I was going to say, don't you bring your team human bullshit into this.
It just... It makes me think of the... I think somebody posted it, actually, on our Facebook page. But the concept of, like, how humans are just, like, endurance hunters. And we're horrifying predators.
Oh, true. Yeah, just fucking like cockroaches adapting to everything and continuing to survive.
Yeah, it's just like we just keep going. And if we get hurt, it's like, we'll just, you know, make a wooden leg, I guess, and just keep keep walking. Humans are pretty fragile still, but like we will survive a lot of stuff.
Just bags of meat. But yeah, like adrenaline is super powerful. So if you never know, you never know.
You never know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's just so like horrifically brutal. It's just hard to imagine.
Yeah. I think the worst part about this is that it's real.
Right.
But yeah, I picked it because I was like, oh, like another horrifying government conspiracy. Great.
Oh.
On brand.
Yeah, your favorite thing. So that was it. They sent him to that fucking island. And then after a couple months, when most people had already died or been eaten, they just sent him to other places that weren't islands, but still work camps.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
If they managed to survive and could walk.
Fuck.
Which was of 6,200 people, ended up being about 300 people.
Russia, you scary.
Uh-huh. And like no one knew about it. Like nobody knew about it except the people that were part of it for decades. Nobody talked about it. They were just like, well, whew, that was bad. Let's not bring it up again.
Let's keep that quiet for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I believe it. After the Chernobyl shit, if they could have kept that under wraps, they would have.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Yeah, that's insane. And imagine, I know I feel like we even said this last time talking about MKUltra, but like if this is what they're willing to admit now, like imagine what else happened.
Yeah.
Well, hey, mm-hmm. that's real depressing.
Yeah, humans are terrible. Like I'm almost not team human, to be honest, but humans are so scary that I'm on their team again. You know what I mean?
Sure. You're like, you know what? I guess. Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. I think there are cannibal animals, but I can't say that there's probably like a group of animals that imprison some of them and then send them to a frozen island to die and eat each other. And then
yeah.
I can't say animals do that, I don't think.
Yeah, humans are like a different kind of fucked up. Like animals are pretty bad. But humans are different.
A different kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Although sometimes animals are the same way, but
yeah, they animals
like I
can
do
be real
not
dicks.
Trust dolphins, you know what I mean? Or chimpanzees.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. I agree.
Because chimpanzees fought a war in Africa, actually.
That's true.
So
that was a pretty wild episode.
That was an episode.
Yeah. I know, that's scary. And that I remember watching like a nature documentary about, and maybe you even talked about this, like during while they were like fighting, or like the groups of chimpanzees were fighting, they would like steal the babies and eat them from the opposing side. Anyway, it's just some scary shit. Nature is metal and terrifying.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
Wow, what a positive episode this was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just kick the spooky season off, right? Bring everybody way down.
Yep. With some real spooky shit. Murder mysteries, cannibalism, horrifying government, I guess, experiments? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call that an experiment.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. Cool. Well, we'll put stuff in our show notes for this. I don't even know. I don't know that I want to know what you put in your show notes for Cannibal Island. I hope there are no photos.
No, okay. I don't think so.
Good, good.
I'll just put the links of stuff.
Sounds good.
Maybe like a video of a kitten or something to cheer everyone up. I'm not sure.
Oh, that'd be nice. Maybe just post those science animal memes.
Yes, that's... We'll do that. We'll post some science animal memes.
That'll be our entire show notes.
Yeah.
It'll be beautiful.
So that's where we're at, baby.
Baby. All right. Episode 90. in the books, for better or worse. Find our show notes at thatsweird.org. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter at thatsweirdcast. You know all the stuff. Do I have to say the stuff every time? You guys know the stuff.
Yeah. You should say it all. You should say it every time. You're so good at it.
Oh, fuck. If you want to support our show for whatever reason, you can do so on Anchor or Patreon. You should join our Patreon. It's only $1. That's patreon.com/thatsweird. You can buy pins and buttons and totes. If you have a weird story you want to tell us, and you should email it to thatsweirdcast@gmail.com. And then please remember to rate, review, subscribe, and stay weird, you guys.
Hell yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sweet dreams.
Hey, everyone. I'm Haley.
And I'm Megan. And we're the voices behind Sage Sisters Podcast.
Sage what?
Based here in the Pacific Northwest, we are two former sorority bitches who have turned into wellness witches. We've been friends since our college days of theme parties, which then transitioned to bar hopping and happy hours in Seattle. But now we're on the search for what wellness and self-care actually mean.
Every Friday, we release new episodes chronicling our exploration of alternative energy healing modalities, spiritual wellness, and intuitive development. You can find us by searching Sage Sisters wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can download and subscribe to our episodes on iTunes and Spotify.
We both have found incredible healing through multiple forms of energy work and wanted to spread the love to all of you. So please look us up and join us to start your own spiritual wellness exploration.
Also, remember to download, subscribe, and throw us a rating and review on iTunes so we can make sure to keep bringing you the content you want to hear. And don't forget,
go sage yourself.